Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I have a great segment that's coming up, and it really combines two of my favorite passions, that being music and learning. I'm excited to welcome to our program today Dr. Christabel Llewellyn. She's someone who not only knows in her own life the importance and power of music, but what's so great about Dr. Llewellyn is that she's been able to show why it's so important that kids are able to enjoy that same love of music as well as the benefits that come from it. We'll talk to her not only about the creation of Kinder Jazz, but also what it's been like for her to bring kids together with music, allow other people to see the response from doing that, as well as, of course, the great music that's been able to come out of it. One of the great projects they've been able to do this year is called Teddy Bear's Picnic. You all will be hearing two selections from that a little bit later, and I'll tell you how you can own the music for yourself. But Dr. Llewellyn, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Cyrus. Thank you for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. I was really looking forward to this segment with you. I shared with you before we went on here that music has been a part of my life since I can remember, and then, of course, playing an instrument since I was in middle school, you know, and even continuing that to this day is something that I think has been so important for me. I mean, what has it been like for you, Dr. Llewellyn, to not only take your own love of music, but to be able to share that with kids and to see the way they respond to it?
I just see music transforming children's lives every single day. I mean, Kinder Jazz was in response to what I saw. When we had children, we wanted to share our cultural experiences with them, give them the best quality possible. But there weren't live music shows for children in the late 90s. It just didn't exist. Everything was using a backing tape, miming. You know, they were advertised as live shows, but there was nothing live about it. They were using a drum machine. But, you know, from my perspective, where I know what a real live big band sounds like, or jazz orchestra, or, you know, classical orchestra, it just wasn't good enough. And we wanted our children to have that. And we realized it wasn't just our children. It was their whole generation that were missing out on this really special thing. And we you know, I didn't realize at the time, but when children learn, especially when small children learn, it's information embedded in an emotional context that stimulates their neural circuitry. It's the emotion that's involved and in music that really you know, changes the structure of their brains, you know, changes their behavior, you know, makes them more aware, more empowered, and it just brings joy, you know.
Right.
It's this light in someone's life. We've had parents who've said, you know, they didn't know anything about music, they weren't really musical, but they came to a Kinder Jazz show and bang, you know, all of a sudden they were listening to the radio, they were going to the library, taking out, you know, borrowing music. It just changed their entire lives, and everything was, you know, they had a soundtrack to everything they did all of a sudden, and they were happy. They were singing and dancing, and, you know, that's really what I want to share.
Exactly. I'm so glad you mentioned the singing and dancing, because one of the things that you talk about, and I noticed this even as I was prepping for this segment, Dr. Llewellyn, is that, you know, I don't think sometimes we realize, and maybe those of us who kind of grew up around music or have been involved in music will realize that music is more than just what you hear. It really does get you all involved. And one of the things that you've been able to share through Kinder Jazz also is how it really involves all the senses. When you've kind of shared that information with parents and educators, I mean, what has it been like for to see how the light bulb goes off for them, how they can see how it really does have a lot to do with how children develop, how they're able to learn, and also how they're able to grow?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, nothing happens without sound. Nothing happens without rhythm. Everything is connected through sound in our entire universe, and we forget that. You know, our heart can't beat without rhythm. We can't walk. We'd fall over if we didn't get into a rhythm. There's nothing that happens, and people think, oh, I'm not musical, but that's a learned response. You know, they've compared themselves to somebody else who's exceptionally gifted, and they've decided, oh, music's not for me. But music really is a part of being human. It's this special thing that we have, and it's a special thing that we can share with each other and connect with each other on a small individual scale or a really, really big scale. Everyone, you know, constantly asks me, well, what jazz do you teach babies? And I'm thinking, well, our aim's not to teach them anything. It's rather to marinate them in, mm-hmm. you know, the music of their culture. It's to provide an environment that encourages musical interaction between families, you know, regardless of age. Grandparents, babies, dads, mums. We have so many dads that come to Kinder Jazz because they love the improvisation, the solos. They love to hear these brilliant musicians playing together, because they all have their own bands, but we only come together for Kinder Jazz, which is really, really special.
Exactly. We're going to be actually hearing two selections beginning now. And the selections that we're about to hear, Dr. Llewellyn, are actually coming from the newest project. And that's what I think is also so great, is that there's, for those who are just now finding out about it, you all can go to kinderjazz.com. And there, if you look under where it says CDs, you can find out about the newest project, which is, as I mentioned earlier, Teddy Bear's Picnic, but also the others as well. I want to talk about the first selection we're about to hear, and that is Do the Latin Alphabet. Talk to us a little bit about this selection, Dr. Llewellyn.
I think, you know, children learn by singing really, really easily. It involves a lot of different parts of their brain when it comes to laying down memory. You sing anything and you'll remember it because of the rhythm and the music, and so many parts of your brain are engaged instantly. This is just yet another alphabet song, but it's interesting because it misses out on the first beat. So it really trains children to have some patience and wait. You know, it doesn't come in on beat one every single time, and it's an interesting piece.
Yeah. After we listen to it, Dr. Llewellyn, we're going to talk more about the musician and what it's been like for you to hear from them about the enjoyment they get from this. But for those who are just now hearing about that Kinder Jazz, here's your opportunity to hear Do the Latin Alphabet. Again, it's from the newest project, and that project is called Teddy Bear's Picnic. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Dr. Llewellyn right after this. Stay with us.
Yeah.
Conversations Live. That's from their newest project, Teddy Bear's Picnic. We're actually speaking with Dr. Christabel Llewellyn today. We're talking with Dr. Llewellyn not only about the success of Kinder Jazz, but what it's been like for her to see the way that children have been able to enjoy, to learn, and for others to be able to realize the important connection between music and learning and growing as well. What has it been like for you to have your work recognized the way that it's been, Dr. Llewellyn, especially over the past few years, for people to actually see not only what you're doing, but also realize the benefit from it?
Oh, it's just been the most wonderful thing. It's a dialogue, you know, between the musicians, the children, the parents, the educators, everyone. I think everyone, you know, relates to this kind of music. A lot of, you know, there was one parent that said, we didn't think we liked jazz, but we love Kinder Jazz. So it's been a bit of a bridge to other things. Kids have, you know, even a bridge to classical music. You know, kids have gone on to listen to Bach and Beethoven because of Kinder Jazz. It's just introducing them to quality and all of the instruments of an orchestra.
Exactly. Speaking of, you know, of who Kinder Jazz is and who makes it up, I mean, what has it been like for you to hear from those individuals, Dr. Llewellyn, about what it does for them to be able to provide this great service to the world through music?
So it's from the perspectives of the musicians. We have all grown up with each other. We've all had children together, and it's very much a family experience. And seeing, it's so special seeing us being able to share this with the public, you know, the general, you know, a new generation of children. When you go to a jazz club, you don't necessarily play your solos to people who are listening. They're talking over you, they're clicking their glasses, you know, they're checking their phones. Whereas with children, they listen with their entire bodies. We had a group of, you know, 4 and 5 year old boys stand in front of, when we were playing at the Opera House, stand in front of all the horns, and they closed their eyes. They were tiny, you know, 4 year old boys, and they were tiny, and they closed their eyes and they put their hands out in front of their bodies, and they were feeling the music hit their face. You know, a row of horns really is physical. It's a multi-sense, as you say, it's a multi-sensory experience. There's nothing like it, and it's quite addictive. You know, once you realize that you can express yourself, regardless of your language, you can express yourself through music, it never stops, because it expresses things that are really deep down inside that, you know, a lot of children don't really hone their language till, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old. And even then they can't really, you know, always say what they want to say or how they feel. But music allows them to express that without words, and I think it's just really special.
And, you know, the other thing that I thought about, too, when I was on the website, when I was prepping for this segment with you, Dr. Llewellyn, and again, for those who have not gone to the website, I definitely encourage you to, because it's about music, but it also, again, as we said, it really is about all the senses. Again, it's kinderjazz.com. There is a great thing as a, you know, a 40-year-old, I still love to color myself. And there's a coloring pages that you're able to download directly from the website. How important has that been for you to kind of show that, too? I mean, to be able to give them these avenues, to be able to not only listen to music and enjoy that, but also to get their other senses involved and being able to participate, like in the coloring projects.
It's about being organic, you know, and real. So much of children's music is connected to a TV show, and a lot of the music is plastic. You know, it's manufactured, it's processed. We're getting back to organic and something that's real. Every bit of music that you hear on Kinder Jazz comes from someone's heart and soul. They're creating it, you know, live on the spot. Most of our recordings are first takes for that reason.
Wow.
And you can hear the energy. And really, I want children not just to be on screens, because we're going so visual in the 21st century. Everyone's on, got their face stuck to a screen, and that's icon recognition and hand and eye coordination. That's a very small part of your brain that's working.
Right.
We're forgetting that we need to smell, we need to feel, we need to hear, we need touch, we need all the other senses to be feeding back to our brains to be more balanced and colouring in the colouring in actually came about because we went to school with kids up to 10 years old and we did a show and one of our trumpet players, Al Davey, was absolutely magnificent. He held up his trumpet and said, "What's this instrument?" And nobody in the audience knew. They didn't know. They didn't know the name of the instrument. I mean, we take it for granted when we hear something. If you hear a trumpet on the radio, you know that that's a trumpet. You know what it looks like. You know the word for it. This generation doesn't.
Wow.
And it's really sobering to think that, that's disappearing. And we're trying to do our best to actually include them rather than exclude
sure.
them. So hence... I want those words in their vocabulary because if they've got them in the vocabulary, then they're going to ask, their mom or dad, I want to know what it sounds like.
Exactly. And I love the fact that, as I mentioned, on the coloring part of kinderjazz.com, they can actually have the individual instruments there and being able to have that identifying there. And then, of course, to personalize them by coloring them themselves. The final selection we're going to hear is actually the title track from the new project, Teddy Bear's Picnic. When we come back from listening to this, we're going to let our audience know one more time, Dr. Llewellyn, how they can stay connected with you and also talk about the great things that are coming up for Kinder Jazz for 2016, okay?
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back after this. You all stay with us. There you have Teddy Bear's Picnic from Kinder Jazz right here on Conversations Live. That entire project is actually available right now by going to the website, kinderjazz.com. We've actually been speaking today with Miss Christabel Llewellyn, who's not only an individual who's been able to share her own love of music with the world, but also to show, especially with children, why it's so important that we make music a part of their lives and how it really affects all aspects of who they are, especially when it comes to their growth and development, and also appreciation. And that's one of the things I hope people really take away from this conversation today, is the importance of the appreciation for music in our lives. And as you said even today, Dr. Llewellyn, I think that one of the things that has happened, unfortunately, is that we've taken away some of these things, and it's so important for us to find ways to be able to fill that gap. And is that really what you hope that Kinder Jazz is able to do?
Yes, I want to share it with as many people, as families as possible, because it's that, you know, having that dialogue between a child, whatever their age, and the parents and the grandparents and the cousins, and, you know, it really is, music's such an outreach. And we're finding, you know, in the age of the internet, people are more lonely than they've ever been, which is crazy.
Right.
But we need to connect physically. We need, you know, to show up in people's lives rather than you know, do it electronically. And yeah, it's important to have those real experiences. I want music to actually fill someone's life the way that, you know, it's filled our lives and the way it's enhanced our lives. I feel like people are missing out if they don't have it.
Right. I think that is it, and that is why Kinder Jazz is so important. Again, everyone, head over to the website at www.kinderjazz.com. There you can find out more information about Dr. Llewellyn and the great work that she's been able to do and has been recognized for, as well as you can find out about the great things you all are doing for 2016, Dr. Llewellyn. I was really excited about that because I think, you know, it really does show, you know, your commitment to being able to bring music to everyone, to be a part of every aspect of their lives, and that's one of the things that people can be a part of. And so I encourage our audience, make sure you all join them. You will find a place there to be able to be a part of the mailing list there. Make sure you all do that and also spread the word, because this is something that's great for not only the children but also the parents as well, to help to instill that appreciation and love and passion for music that so many of us may have grown up with and may have had be a part of our own lives. Make sure that children today are able to have that same thing. And Dr. Llewellyn, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it, and I hope you'll come back. We'll love to have you on the program again.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you so much for having us.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine, and we thank you, our audience, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.